Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived.
Thank you very much. 240 years ago, our forefathers gathered in this very city, and they declared before the world that we would be a free and independent nation. Today, we gather here again in this city of brotherly love, to reaffirm our values before our nation and the whole world. Our purpose is not like theirs to start a great nation, but to ensure that we continue in the best of our traditions. And with humble homage to generations of patriots before, we put forth two great Americans, our nominees for President and Vice President, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. Now, looking back to our history, our founding fathers put forth founding documents that were indeed genius. But our founding documents weren't genius because they were perfect. They were saddled with the imperfections and even the bigotry of the past. Native Americans were referred to as savages.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We're having a little bit of difficulty, as you probably can imagine, and we're going to get that solved. Welcome to the show. Happy belated Labor Day. All right, this is the day after Labor Day, and folks, it's 90 degrees in Chicago. In some places, it's 150 around the state. yeah, it's just hot. It's just unusual for the end of summer. And everybody's predicting we're going to have a cold summer. You know, by my estimation, from what we're having now, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a really cold winter. But who knows? It seems as though it just might be a mild winter. But who knows? I'm not a weather person. I don't have a Doppler 5 or anything like that. I can't see into the future. So I can only, talk about what I'm seeing now outside of my studio window here. And it is hot, folks. It is blazing hot. Like I just said, some places around Illinois, triple digits. I mean, up in 30 and 40, 140, 30 and 40 around the state. So it's something, but it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And I hope all of you had a great, great Labor Day, a wonderful Labor Day. Mine was a little bit cut short. I'm kind of pissed off about that, but, you know, things happen. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We've been off for, we were off Labor Day. We were off a few days before that. So we've been off a few days. We're back because of the holiday, to enjoy the holiday. Obviously, it didn't work out that way, but we're back on the air right now. And at least I'm back on the air. And, you know, we just got to get on and just do the show, right? Do the show. All right, we don't have a guest today. At least I don't have one scheduled. And that was made about 2 months back for today, the day after Labor Day, not to have a guest. But, you know, I mean, feel free. 347-857-1762. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the day after the Labor Day weekend. And when I say the day after the Labor Day weekend, this is the first day back to school for thousands and thousands of elementary and high school, and even some college and university students. This is the first day back to school for a lot of people. This is September 5th, okay? The day after Labor Day. And no, September 6th, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the calendar wrong. September 6th, the day after Labor Day. So if you're listening to this show 3 or 4 months down the road, you'll know that this is a podcast. But actually, right now, it's totally live. And it's a beautiful day, folks. It's a beautiful day in Chicago. I hope it's beautiful where you are. And if it's too damn hot, get out of that heat and go somewhere where there's an air conditioning or a good fan. A lot of people put fans down, but you got some pretty good, decent fans around here. You know, I mean, don't put them down. You know, I mean, you know, if you can find yourself a good, decent one. One of the complaints about fans that most people have is that after a while, it'll start throwing out hot air. That's true. That is true. But some people cannot afford air conditioning. So I'm saying if you can't afford an air conditioner, you know, do the best you can in trying to keep warm. I mean, trying to keep cool, because there's always these cooling places around town, Chicago and other places, where you can go and, you know, cool off. You know, if your fan or your air conditioner is not working properly, you know, call 911 or something and, try to get to a cooling place quickly, you know, because a lot of us have respiratory problems. A lot of us have breathing problems. And this type of weather that we're having in the city of Chicago and around the state can be pretty, pretty dangerous. Okay. But it's hot, folks. It is hot. but you know what? I kind of like it. I sort of like it. The reason why I'm beginning to like it, because I'm knowing that winter's coming. So I'm going to try to get all I can, all the enjoyment that I can, and my family and I going to try to get all the enjoyment that we can out of this summer. But, you know, even if it's 90 degrees, we're going to try to enjoy it. All right. You've been listening to George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio right here, Amazon.com. I get plenty of books up there, writing and stories. So follow me there. I'm on Google. I'm all over the place. All righty, let's move right along. And I want to say, once again, happy belated Labor Day, you know, the day after Labor Day. I hope you had a great time. We had a great time, too, even though I didn't, you know, it didn't live up to what I thought it would be. But at least we're back on the radio, and that's a good thing. All righty. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show once again. Let's see what we got. Okay, this Labor Day weekend. Oh, wow. I just have to talk about Chicago. And, you know, I just have to talk about Chicago because the violence is happening in the city of Chicago as I sit here in my studio on the radio. The violence is going on. I mean, we've had the national news is reporting that 500 people have been murdered in Chicago since 2016. But the Chicago police is saying that only 488 people have already been murdered in Chicago this year. What's the difference? It's a lot of damn people, either way you put it. It's a lot of damn people. And I just got through listening to the superintendent of police, Eddie Johnson, because every time there's massive killings and murders, you know, these guys get their faces on TV and try to say it's not their problem, that is, it's a society problem. Yeah, that's what he said. He said it's not the police problem that all these killings are going on in the city of Chicago. It's the society's problem. Yeah, give me a break, society. Superintendent, if you feel that this is society's fault, that it's a society problem, why in the hell do you have the job? Why are you taking a six-figure salary to say that the murders in Chicago is a society problem? The murders in Chicago is a police problem. You guys get paid to stop, prevent, to serve, and to investigate. And he goes on to say that the reason why Los Angeles, and I'm pretty sure they're probably listening to the show, but that's fine. That's great. And he goes on to say the reason why New York and Los Angeles, they have lower crime, even combined. The reason why they have stricter gun laws. You know, they have stricter gun laws. If you get caught with a gun in Chicago illegally, that's a felony, a 1 year. And you serve 1 year, but you serve 1 year. But in New York and Los Angeles, if you get caught with an illegal gun, you're going to serve 2-3.5 years. So basically what he's saying is New York and Los Angeles, they keep convicted gun criminals in jail a lot longer than Chicago does. We let them out early. That's what he's saying. I don't buy that. In some cases, that may be true, but I don't buy that. You know, because everybody who commits a gun crime is not an ex-inmate. Some of these people out here who are shooting, they never shot a gun before in their life. They go out here and murder people. So I don't really buy that. And if that is true, which I don't think it is all the way true, then do what they're doing. You know, give these guys more time in jail, if that's true. But I just think the guy's just trying to say, hey, wow, it's not a police problem. It's not our fault that people are killing each other like this. It's a society problem. It's a parenting problem. Then, as I've said before, then superintendent, give up your badge, give your gun up. If you don't think this is a police problem, if you don't think the police have a stake in this, in solving and solving crimes and stopping crime in the city of Chicago, then you should resign. That was a blanket ass statement. It's a society problem. If he and the mayor believes that, they both should resign. That's the way I feel about it. He's going to say on national television that it's a society problem to these murders in Chicago that's happening as I speak. The latest news that's coming out of this, folks, is an elderly man watering his lawn is shot. And this was only less than a 30 minutes to an hour ago. Is that a society problem? Or is that some dirtbag criminal with a gun problem? Or is that a police problem to stop and prevent these crimes, to catch these dirtbags and lock them up? That's a police problem. Society problem. That's something. I mean, these people give all kinds of excuses for not being able to solve the murdering and crime problem in the city of Chicago. Because anybody walking down the street can be a victim of crime, senseless crime in the city of Chicago and anywhere else. Just walking down the street or just going to the store, picking up something from the store. You never know. There might be a bad guy over in the corner just watching you. Watching to pounce on you the minute they get a chance. And this happens in Chicago. It can happen to you, it could happen to me, it could happen to anybody being a victim of crime. I've been a victim of crime. I'm pretty sure some of the listeners to the show have been victims of crime. And what do we pay the police for? To serve and protect. Protect. We are not being protected like we are as we pay these guys to protect us. They're giving all kinds of excuses to why they can't protect paying their salaries. It's a society problem. It's a parenting problem. It's a judicial problem. It's a gun law problem. Blaming everybody and saying everybody is to blame but them. And they're the ones that are getting paid to protect. If you can't do this, if it's a gun problem and you can't solve it, if it's a society problem, you can't solve it. If it's letting the criminals out of jail too soon is a problem, then quit. Then quit. This is too much for you. It's overwhelming you. You don't know what to do. You don't have a plan to do anything about this. But don't say it's a society problem, as if it's our problem, ordinary people who are working every day. If it was a society problem, then why are you working? Why are you a police officer? Give it up. Quit. Resign if it's a society problem. And then we won't blame you anymore for not lowering the crime rate in which you getting a six-figure salary for. At one time, he was getting $350 an hour. And yet the murder rate has just gone up. Every time Chicago and its murder rate makes the national news, that should be a national embarrassment for the mayor and the superintendent of police of this city of Chicago. It should be a national embarrassment. It's saying that they don't have a clue of what the hell they're doing. It said that they don't have a clue of how to solve the murder rate in the city of Chicago. It just goes up. Then you got some politicians who pretend like it's not happening. They're talking about this and that, and that and this, when they should be keeping their focus on lowering the crime in the city of Chicago. Because one of the things that politicians, some of them do not like to acknowledge, they are responsible for protecting the people of this state. It's their responsibility of protecting the people protecting the people of this state, including Chicago, which is a part of Illinois, in case Bruce Rauner doesn't know that. It's saddening that every time there's all of these murders in the city of Chicago and these superintendents, there have been about four or five of them. And the first thing they do is get on television and try to explain away to why they don't have a good enough plan to stop the violence in the city of Chicago. I'm pretty sure elsewhere also. But they try to feed us this malarkey, you know, about it's a society problem. It's parenting. The criminals are getting out of jail too soon and going back to doing the same things. That all of that could be true. But do not try to act as if the police doesn't have a stake in all of this, as I've just got through saying. They have a big stake in this. It's their job. It's their duty to protect us. They're not doing it if they're too afraid of doing it, if they can't have a plan, if this thing is just too overwhelming. For them to quit, resign, and let somebody take the job who can do the job, who's not afraid, to confront these murders and this violence in the city of Chicago head on. Because this is crazy. This has got to stop. All of this, this is a great city. It's a good looking city, but a lot of people are looking at this city as one thing only, the murder capital of the world. And I don't believe that's true. I just think we have some people in office who are not capable, who don't have any idea of what to do about the violence. I mean, they're just baffled. I mean, they're pulling, you know, they're pulling the hair out of their heads trying to figure out what's going on. And they're getting paid six-figure salaries. They're getting paid taxpayer money. And then trying to say that this is a society problem is just stupid. This is not a society problem. This is a police problem. This is a political problem. They can't solve it. I agree with Father Flager. I think the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, the governor or the mayor should say that this is a state of emergency, city of emergency. You know, I mean, if there's an earthquake or a tornado, you know, they declare a state of emergency. And this what is happening in the city of Chicago. This should be declared a state of emergency. The state can't do anything about it. The city can't do anything about crime. Maybe the federal government ought to be stepping in. The federal government, and that's Obama, President Obama. And we know he will not do anything. He knows all about the violence. He's not going to step in and do one damn thing about the violence in Chicago. And he calls Chicago his home. That's a damn shame. We wanted, there were so many times in the past that we wanted Obama to come to the city of Chicago, talk to these young brothers on the south and west sides of the city, which the most violence is happening in the city. But now it's permeating throughout the city, including the north side. Not as much, but
Massachusetts for the great
All right, we're back on the air. Hopefully we didn't lose too much of that footage. I was talking about the crime in the city of Chicago, and it should be declared a state of emergency. Hopefully we didn't miss a lot of that. We were off for a little bit, I'm pretty sure. But we're back. We are back. So we're going to do this.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a fall.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Help us all. Heaven help us, Lord, here I call. When we fall.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
With some of the things that keep us dumb, the media, in particular, the local news, 50% of airtime is wasted on previews of the shallow stories that are coming up next. The lead stories are usually the most disgusting and evil things they can dig up for that day. For instance, anything involving black youth will be a top story. Anything involving black youth and violence will be even on top of the top story. Anything involving black crime will be a top story. Anything involving black on white crime will be an even more top story. So you get the idea. They lie about everything. The weather reports are always wrong, except in places like Hawaii. And then they always have a daily health report by a, quote, specialist, except the people usually give out the wrong advice. And then they always end the report with, check with your doctor before following any of these tips. So that should tell you right there that it's questionable and suspect. Gas prices ending with 0.9 cents. I never quite understood this. Although I don't drive, I prefer to be driven. But I do observe things when I'm on the road. And in the early days, gas actually sold for 9.9 cents per gallon. So it wasn't dumb back then. But nowadays, it's ridiculous. And the day is coming when gas is going to cost 79.99 cents. And this display will look like this. Okay, this might be a West Coast thing, but it's gotten over here as well. I used to associate it with Valley Girls. Back in the 80s, 90s, we used to mimic the Valley Girls when they would say things like, oh, and I'm like so happy to like be here, and he's like really cute, and you know, like was like the insert word for whatever you were getting ready to say. And it sounds ridiculous. It did back then, and it still does. Okay, I know a lot of you are big fans of Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, but I got to say something about especially Costco's. Now, one, you have to buy a membership. What happened, people? Who's dumb enough to pay a store to allow them to shop there? That's number one. Then I heard they don't take food stamps. So there goes, you know, a big piece of your market, Costco, from the people who get food stamps. Why can't they shop with what their money's not good enough? So I just really have an issue with this because it's sort of like an elitist type thing. And I understand you have to buy in bulk and all of that. So, you know, me being single with no children living in my home, I don't see the need to buy in bulk. That's just the only thing I buy in bulk is toilet paper because I'm obsessed with running out of it. But other than that, I don't see stocking up on food or anything. Not at this point. At some point, it will become necessary, people, to stock up as we get closer to Armageddon. But for right now, you can still have just your little, you know, necessary items. But I don't like these Sam's Clubs, Costco's, and all these places that have turned it into just a real hustle. That's what it is. Okay, yeah, the prices are good. I get it. And you save money. But I understand it's always crowded in these places and that some of the deals are not that great. So bear that in mind when you go to these joints. Okay, so award shows are just an inexpensive way for the networks to bring out the top actors and actresses and performers and get them to appear in a TV show for free by offering them glory, a little gift bag, and some cheap little statues. That's really what it boils down to. Political parties are another hustle. In America, they have two goals: make the other party fail, and two, take money from lobbyists to refund re-election, to fund re-election campaigns, and then we re-elect them. That's pretty much what they do. Here's a little history for y'all. The Ford Model T got 24 miles per gallon. So what's our problem? Okay, useless ads. This is another way that they dumb down America. Millions of dollars are spent every day to advertise products that really don't need any advertising. For instance, Tampax. Everybody knows what they've got to do when that time comes. So to advertise them are just useless. This is something that you're taught at home. Before you even get out in public, you're taught about these things. So most people know what Tampax are for. And those ads, they just are making people dumber. Okay, another trend right now, which is also keeping America dumb, is the illusion that certain products, especially candy and dessert products like cake and stuff, are fat-free. To hell they are. I'm fat, and I eat fat-free stuff, and I'm still fat. So don't believe it. Okay, how they were able to pull this off, I don't know. But this is considered politically correct. A restaurant named Sambo's, and then you've got the sexy, and all of these things are stereotypical. You've got the sexy flight attendant, and then you've got my favorite, Aunt Jemima. Another case of political correctness is when they decided that calling homeless people bums were an insult, and so the word was changed to homeless. And I remember as a child hearing an adult say, oh, you better do this, you better do that, or you're going to grow up to be a bum. And now, of course, people don't tell their children, if you don't work, if you use drugs, if you spend all your money and don't pay your bills, you're going to wind up to be a bum. No, they tell them you're going to wind up to be homeless. And you know, political correctness, I don't even know where that term came from. But we used to say, call a spade, and basically that, you know, that's derived from the card game. But the message and the connotation is the same. I call it like I see it. I was homeless, and I was homeless because of a lot of factors. But one of them actually was because I was a bum. I was a bum. When I didn't pay my rent, I was a bum. When I put my weed habit over my bills, I was a bum. And when I indulged in a lot of stuff that I couldn't afford at a time when I couldn't afford it, I was a bum. So we call it like we see it. Another thing that these politically correct people have changed, because they assume that we have a problem with it, is that the handicapped are no longer called handicapped. They're called disabled. What's the difference? We still can't do things. I don't mind being called handicapped because I am unable to do the things that I used to do when I was not handicapped. However, it's considered more politically correct to refer to us as disabled. I don't see the difference. This is going to shock some of you, but most of you already know it. Most of that water you're buying, it's tap water. I've been drinking tap water. I put it in my fridge. I've been doing this for years. And guess what? I'm still here. You're wasting your money, folks. Most of that water came from someone's sink. Debit cards, another scam. If you can't control yourself with a credit card, then you definitely can't control yourself with a debit card either. The only difference is that the debit card is only fun while it has money on it. So you can't borrow against the debit card. And that was the whole purpose of creating it, so that these people who don't pay their bills don't have to worry about it. And speaking of dumbing down America, a lot of you can't even spell it. Katie Couric, she's the queen of sympathy journalism. Every interview she does almost has some tears. And this is, you know, what the Illuminati eye of CBS wants us to believe, that they care. Yeah, believe that. Speaking of the networks, Fox used to have a terror alert where they would put up these little graphs to describe, you know, what stage we were in terms of the current threat level. And to the left is the one for grown-ups, and then on the right is, you know, little one for kids. They didn't do the one on the right. That actually is from somewhere else. But the one on the left, that was what they used to do. And they stopped this, thank God, back in 2008. And that was a good move, Fox, because it was dumb. Okay, another very cruel and deceitful dumbing down of us has been since the 60s. We've been pouring our hard-earned money into these charities for the cure for cancer. One, I believe they've had the cure all along, and two, it's a snow job on America because after 40 years, we are still giving these charities money. And these PhDs are still lying, telling us they're thinking up ways to cure cancer when they're really thinking up ways to get us to pay their salaries. So in over 40 years, if they haven't cured cancer, well, what do you think? You think it's coming? Okay, implants, whether it's breast or booty or whatever it is, this is another way that America has been dumbed down, especially you young girls who believe that this is what you need in order to have a successful and wonderful life. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't get it if you want it, but I'm saying shame on you if you're getting it because some guy tells you that you need to get it. And shame on you if you think that you're not attractive without it. Okay, I want to move on from that. The Macy's. Here in New York, we have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And let's put this in perspective. Every single float is promoting a product, whether it's McDonald's or Mr. Peanut or Lego toys. I think you get the idea. So what is this parade? It's really a three-hour-long commercial. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And hear ye, American kids are being dumbing down. I probably said that wrong. I'm getting dumb doing this video. American kids are being dumbed down because of mainly these two things. And yes, I said it. These fast food corporations are making kids unhealthy, and they're luring them in by the droves by giving away toys. What better way to get a kid to beg for something than to offer a free toy? So they manipulate your kids into coming in, eating this garbage, and you get a toy every time you kill yourself. So here, kid, kill yourself. Here's a toy. All right, just some final thoughts. I like quotes, especially when they make sense. Winston Churchill, he had a lot to say, and most of what he said was written down. He said, when you're going through hell, keep going. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. That makes a lot of sense. Val Patterson, who is the person that I've gotten most of this material from, He said, genius is inventing your own job, not applying for one. Think about that, folks. And if you're going to be hit by a car, be sure it's an ambulance. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's by Albert Einstein. Another one by old Al is, the reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. And most of these things are common sense. This one actually sums up the entire video. The biggest cause of trouble in the world today is the stupid people who are so sure about things and the intelligent people who are so full of doubts. And that's by Bertrand Russell. So let's talk about credit cards for a minute. I know I briefly touched on them in the dumbing down. Well, let's talk about how.
Alrighty, we're having some difficulties here, folks. Every time it gets hot, 90 degrees, we have some sort of difficulties. The heat messes with the wiring or something. And this is basically external. It's outside, you know, it's outside because the heat is outside. But it's a beautiful evening. I mean, it's a beautiful evening in Chicago. 7 o'clock straight up, 7:01 p.m. in the city of Chicago, Central Time, Central Standard Time. A lot of people call in, and they call in too late because they can't really figure out the time zone. And you got people calling I get calls from every now and then. I get calls from people all around the world. That's something. Africa. I mean, Australia. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting that my show is reaching so many people, and that's such a great. I'm so gratified by that. And I have a great attitude towards that. It's all over the world, and that's great. People can listen all over the world. This show is for you. I'm just a platform for you to get your grievances out, or if you want to, you have a book or something, you want to talk about it, this is the show. You can always find me on Blog Talk Radio right here, WTTY, three T's, WTTY. I very seldom use those call letters, you know, on the show, but I think I should. So I use them. And we're celebrating our second anniversary of doing the show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to say it's been a labor of love, because I've had all kind of difficulties with this, and I'm still having difficulties as I speak. And I've had so many people email me and ask me, try to pull me away from Blog Talk Radio to come over and do their format. And I always say, you know, I mean, I know about Blog Talk Radio. I don't really think I have time to learn a new system. And especially if the money's not there, I don't have time to learn a new system. I know Blog Talk Radio, and I know how to do all of this, because you have to, you know, learn as much as you can, you know. And it's great. It's wonderful. I love doing the show. Guests or no guests, callers or no callers, I love doing the show. You know, it's just something that I just love doing. And you are listening to George Wilder Jr. on the George Wilder Jr. Show, 7:03. Let's see what else we can find to talk about. We talked about Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Happy belated Labor Day. 90 degrees in Chicago. It still feels that way, folks. It still feels that way. And I was saying earlier about 488 people already been murdered this year in the city of Chicago. On the national news, they're saying that 500 people were, but there's not much of a difference here, folks. 488 or 500, that is still too many goddamn people being gunned down in the city of Chicago. And in case you didn't hear me earlier, I said that the superintendent, Eddie Johnson, of the police department in Chicago, saying that the murder problem in Chicago is one of society's. Society is the blame for all of this. And I was really pissed off about that, because society hasn't got anything to do with this. This is a police problem. They are paid to serve and protect. They are paid to protect. They are not protecting. Obviously, he's taking a lot of heat for the rise in crime under his tenure. He's taking a lot of heat, and he's trying to, as they always do, they're trying to throw it on something else or somebody else, blame somebody else for it. I admit it could be a parenting problem. It could be a problem of gangbangers and thugs getting out of jail too soon. It could be a lax in the gun laws. All of these things could be correct. But to say it's a society problem is wrong. And to act as if the police does not have a stake in solving crimes in the city of Chicago and around America is ludicrous. He sounds like this is basically what he's saying. It's not a police problem. It's a society problem. Then if you think, I've said this, if you think it's a society problem and not a police problem, then why don't you quit? Why are you a police officer? Why are you getting a six-figure salary if you're blaming this all on society and not the police? The police has nothing to do with the crime that's going on in Chicago. It's a society problem. Then resign. Why do you want to be a police officer? Your job, when you take that job as a police officer, you take an oath of to serve and protect. You can't do that. You don't want to do that. You're making excuses. You know, you shouldn't be a police officer. Resign, quit, and let somebody take over that has a plan, a fireproof plan, a 100% workable plan to lower the violence in the city of Chicago. I've thrown out plans about how to get the murder rate down in Chicago for as long as I've been on air, for as long as I've been on internet radio. Simple. Post police officers in these communities. Post them there. Never let them. Post them there. They should have a shack or something. Post them in these high crime communities. Until they are getting off work, until their relief shows up, you post them there. Because if you got somebody patrolling the area, you know they're going to be leaving the area, and you know just patrolling the area, going around the block or around the community, coming back in, and that's not workable. Patrolling is not workable because the bad guys know when you are patrolling. The bad guys know when you are not patrolling. They're watching you. And the moment you leave that community, that is when the gunfire will erupt. If the bad guys see the police, if you're posted there, you're always posted there, they are going to shoot less or not shoot at all because you're there. They need to be posted in these communities. And another, I've said this before, the National Guard. What about the National Guard? They should be, give them something to do. Instead of marching in parades, give them something to do in the community of lowering crime. In some cases, put the United States Army over in some of these communities. The bad guys, if they shoot at the Army personnel, they will shoot back. There's all kinds of good solutions and plans in lowering the crime in the city of Chicago. Okay, so we may have gun laws that are not as stringent as those in New York and Los Angeles. You know, I think if we had tough gun laws in the city of Chicago like they do in other states and other cities, I still think the crime rate in the city of Chicago would be what it is. Because our police force, our governor, and our mayor, they don't give a damn about this crime spike in the city of Chicago. You know, I actually think that. I think the superintendent cares. I think he's a good guy. I think he's trying his best, but he is overwhelmed by this. He can't do it. He doesn't know what to do. That's why he's saying it's a society problem. Wow. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. This show is all about making the world a better place if we can, but we're going to need you folks out there to help us do that. So I, you know, purposely entitled this show, What is Going On in the World? And this is part of what's going on in the world because Chicago is at a tipping point. There's no doubt about it. We in Chicago are at a tipping point with this violence. We hire all these people to help quell this violence, and they just can't seem to come up with any plan, any kind of a solution, any kind of nothing to stop people from being gunned down in their own neighborhoods, gunned down while they're sitting at the table eating dinner, gunned down while they're going to the store, gunned down while they're playing in the park, hit in the back of head, getting off the train. I mean, it's crazy. Being robbed, going up to the AMT machine, being robbed, going to the store. There is just no protection for the people in Chicago. And majority of the people in Chicago, they are armed. They're carrying something. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, when it hits 12 or 1 o'clock at night, some of these streets and communities in the city of Chicago, they're ghost towns. Everybody, they're off the streets because they know that the bad guys are out there and they know that the police are not there to protect them. So 12, 1 o'clock, some of the streets in Chicago, they are totally, including the one I'm on, they are totally bare of anything because people are getting off the streets. They know of Chicago's crime violence. They know of Chicago's reputation for people getting gunned down. 500 people shot and killed in the city of Chicago since January is just unacceptable. 2016 January is just unacceptable. And these guys are blaming it on society and gun laws and parenting as if the police doesn't have a stake in any of this. Well, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not the police's fault. It's society's fault. And I'm going to say this again. If you think it's society's fault, Mr. Superintendent, you should quit. You should resign and give us our money back. All right, you've been listening to George Wilder Jr. on the George Wilder Jr. Show. It's 7:12. And I keep getting these Facebooks notifications popping up on my computer. Most of them are about nothing. All right, a victim of crime. 440 people already been murdered in the city of Chicago. Let me save a little bit of this zeal for tomorrow. Labor Day weekend. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Some people are still celebrating. I can imagine. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Anybody out there see that movie of Michelle or Obama, the movie? I think it's called South Side and Me. I didn't see it. It was released, I believe, last week in limited theaters, limited theaters, not many theaters. But some of the critics gave it a thumbs up. I didn't see it. I didn't see any of it. I'm more of a Iron Man kind of guy. I'm more of a Marvel action type of guy. Let's see what we got. Bill Cosby goes to trial. Wow. Now, he is the guy who supposedly put something in all those women's drinks and drugged them or something like that. Bill Cosby. I used to love The Cosby Show. I thought that was one of the best family shows on television. And Bill was funny. I mean, he was totally funny. And to see him go down like this is going to be a mess because for this to go to trial, it means that this guy is going to jail. The judge found enough evidence against Bill Cosby to take this thing to trial. And it's not looking good. It's not going to be good for him. I think they're going to find this guy guilty as hell. Because I think in one of his stand-up comedy routines somewhere down the line, he actually said that he drugged women. He put something in their drinks. He actually admitted it. And I'm hearing now that he admitted it again recently. Recently, he admitted doing this again. So this guy is he's going to burn. I mean, he's already been ruined. I mean, his career, his life has been ruined. I remember watching Bill a long time ago and in movies like Uptown Saturday Night. Let's Get It On, or what is Let's Do It Again. I'm sorry. Yeah, Let's Do It Again. Piece of Action or something like that. These are all Sidney Poitier movies that he was in and involved in and acted in. And these were great movies. I loved them. They were funny. They were hilarious. I think one of the worst movies I think Bill Cosby has done is Ghost Dad. I think I have it here. My son likes it. I can't stand it. I think it's an awful movie. And, you know, where he's a ghost and all that kind of thing. But he's going to trial. I mean, that's a given. I believe it's going to start next year on June 6th of 2017. So, I mean, he's got a ways for his lawyers to figure out some sort of a defense, because this guy, I think he's going to go down. I actually think he's going to go down. So that's it on Bill Cosby. You know, his career is over. I mean, this may be bothering his health also, you know, because you see him walking back and forth to the court, I guess, hearings or something of that nature. But he's gonna go to trial next year. All right, Trump leads Hillary nationally 45-43. But a lot of people saying that that's okay because Hillary is leading him by big margins in the electoral margins downstate. Yeah, the electoral votes, if I can say it. But anyway, she is saying that polls doesn't mean anything. I mean, what politician's going to say that they like polls? They're going to lie about it. See, she's lying about polls means everything to these politicians. When she says she doesn't like polls, the polls are the fingerprint of the people. And to say this, they don't mean anything to her. They don't mean anything. Yeah, get too far behind and watch, and I bet they mean something. You know, a majority of the politicians are saying, well, the polls, this, the polls, they don't mean nothing. But let them be far ahead in the lead, and the polls mean something. The minute they fall way behind in the polls, oh, I don't count the polls. You know, it depends on which way the wind is blowing. And Hillary is no exception. She is no exception. Trump, I still think that Trump may beat her. You know, because Hillary is becoming complacent. I think she was complacent when she was 7 or 8 or 12 points above Trump nationally. She relaxed. She didn't do anything. She didn't go out and campaign. She relaxed because she thought that she had this in the bag. But doing that, that caused Trump to increase in the polls, and he loves the polls. Trump loves them. He loves them now. When he's in the lead, he loves them. When he's behind, he talks about them and insults them and insults everybody who's doing the polls. But he loves them now because they're saying something favorable about him. You know, and Hillary, You know, she's Hillary is like Obama. She's not a fighter. You know, she's trying to get tough now. She's trying to get really, really tough because those in the Democratic Party are telling her that she should get tough. Trump is going to trounce her ass if she doesn't. You cannot, just because you got a few lead percentages in the polls, that doesn't mean you're going to have, you can sit back and go to Hawaii and not do anything. You got to keep going and going and going. But I do think that Hillary, even though she's behind nationally, according to some of the polls, the CNN poll, she's behind nationally. She's hoping that the debates will put her up again, double digits. I'm pretty sure she is, even though she says she doesn't believe in polls. They all say that when they're behind. And Hillary has such dislikable poll numbers and untrustworthy poll. Also, untrustworthy poll numbers. And she is. I think she totally is untrustworthy. But I do think she's more presidential than Trump. Trump's going around saying that Hillary Clinton doesn't look presidential. She's probably tired. I mean, she's been doing this for over maybe 2 years. And the emails controversy will not go away. The Republicans are plummeting her. At every end, they're plummeting her. I would probably say she's tired. She may be exhausted, but she can't give up. You know, she has her family behind her. I'm pretty sure they're supporting her all the way. She's got so many other people supporting her in this. So, you know, she is, you know, she's got to do this. I am not a Trump supporter. I wouldn't vote for Trump if someone gave me his money. I wouldn't vote for him. And still in all, I don't think Hillary is that credible either. So, at some point, I'm thinking, I don't give a damn who's president, you know. But let's say if Hillary gets elected, which she may not, she may not. She's going to need to get things done. She's going to need a Republican Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate. She's going to need both chambers of Congress in order to get things done. They're going to have to be switched to Democrats, because right now they are being controlled by Republicans. So if Hillary does get the presidency, she does win, and she has a Republican Congress, she will not get anything done because they're going to block her every step of the way. They are going to try to impeach her over her emails. They don't give a damn what the FBI director says or what the public thinks. They don't give a damn. They are going to impeach her over her emails. That is going to happen. That's what I think is going to happen, you know. And there is no doubt about it that these emails, they are going to be dogging Hillary Clinton until the day she died, because the Republicans are not, will not, won't let up on any of this stuff. They are going to bring out, tramp out these emails as many times as they want, and they don't care. It's appalling the way they're gonna do this, but they're going to do it. They're gonna trample out those emails on Hillary Clinton, even if she does become president, you know, of the United States. And right now, I don't know where I stand. You know, I don't think Trump is worthy of being president. Hillary is still untrustworthy. Her likability rate is low, even with me. So, you know, it's a touch and go kind of thing with me, folks. It's a touch and go, but we just have to see what's going to happen. Stay right here.
Father. Open eyes that we may
on the air, the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. Follow me right here as we call in. Okay, they say I have 60 seconds left on the show. That's great. That's wonderful. We've had some difficulties on the show, and I hope you enjoyed the show, folks. And I really do hope you enjoyed it. Let's see if we can go out on a good one here. We have about 60 seconds. We're going to try and do everything we can to bring down the crime in the city of Chicago, because we know that's what it's all about. And we're going to do our best to do that. You're listening to the we're trying to make the world a better place. That's all we're trying to do. Stop fighting. Stop the hating. Stop killing, stop the senseless shootings, put the guns down. That's what it's all about in the city of Chicago. And we're going to work on that really, really hard. And I hope you join me tomorrow on the show. Bye-bye.